Texte numéro 54. Marine turbines to tap Gulf Stream. A series of turbines could be used to harness the immense energy of the Gulf Stream, flowing deep in the Atlantic Ocean. The underwater stream roughly contains around 21,000 times more energy than the Niagara Falls, and by some estimates, could potentially provide up to one-third of Florida's electricity needs. Hydrokinetic power from the Gulf Stream could provide enough power for over 1 million households in Florida. But that is easier said than done. Harnessing that energy needs to happen 50 meters below the surface of the ocean, in turbulent and constantly changing conditions. The marine energy industry has come up with a number of ideas to make use of the movement of water around the globe, be it from ocean waves, tides slipping into and out of inlets, or regular ocean currents like the Gulf Stream. The more common solution to the problem has been to build large turbines to be anchored to the seabed. But the nature of the Gulf Stream presents different challenges. The solution may be intelligent autonomous turbines that can navigate through the ocean currents, similar to a school of fish searching for food. A prototype is currently under construction and should be complete within the next 18 months. Professor White and his team, in charge of the project, believe their solution has several advantages over other approaches and current renewables, such as wind turbines. The best wind resources are in sparsely populated areas, which results in transmission challenges, he explained. Water turbines, placed in streams, rivers, and ocean currents, provide a relatively constant source of power with fewer intermittence problems. An array of 30 to 50 turbines is expected to generate around 15 to 20 million watts of electricity in the Gulf Stream, which is enough energy to meet the requirements of around 6,000 to 8,000 houses. However, some experts are skeptical of the idea. They underline the Herculean nature of the task and the innumerable variables that will have to be taken into account. Yet, Professor White counters that greenhouse gases would be reduced by the same amount as removing over 1 million vehicles from the road. I have 3 young daughters, and one reason we are working on renewable energy projects is to ensure that our children and future generations enjoy the same quality of life that we have today. Right now, the team is busy constructing a prototype and hopes to begin tests in 2012. A permanent placement of water turbines in the Gulf Stream will also require an extensive and ongoing environmental impact study, he said. However, he added, it will be worth it if they can prove the concept works. Adapted from BBC Technology News, October 2011.